Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
This is Traveller Pride Week, and I'm joined by TJ Hogan. TJ, good morning.
Morning, PJ. How you keeping?
Good. Tell me a little bit about Traveller Pride Week. Is it a new week or is it been around for a while?
No, it's been around for a while, and it was kind of an initiative from the government after Traveller Ethnicity to kind of get people familiar about what Traveller culture actually is. As we know, there's stereotypes out there, and it was kind of to combat that with the positives of our culture and kind of look at it from a positive way to bring our own community together with the wider community, you know?
So as you said, there are a lot of negative stereotypes out there, and I don't intend to focus on any of these in the course of this, but the positive things that we can learn from our traveller neighbours, that's what this week is about.
Exactly. Like, Irish travellers have contributed to Irish society in folklore, in music, in history, and it doesn't get expressed enough. And that's what this week is to mark that there was a huge contribution from Irish travellers, and is to recognise that, because there is a huge identity crisis within the travelling community at the moment. Our suicide rates are skyrocketed and are above national average, and it's kind of to put identity back into community, but also bring everybody along with us, you know?
Do you know why those rates are so high, or is there research done into it?
No, look, there's a number of different issues, you know what I mean? But look, at the end of the day, it's very hard to be a minority in this country at the moment. You know, there's a lot of online abuse, there's a lot of racism, and this week is to focus on the positive aspects of that, and it's a really refreshing week, and we've been very busy here at our end.
Tell me a contribution that travellers might have made that I wouldn't know about, say, to culture, art, literature.
Yeah, well, a lot of Christy Moore songs came from travellers, and yeah. You know, Fimbar Fiori, and we look. There's a lot of different things that came down. I'm not going to get into all of it on here, but travellers actually are. Travellers are the last of the people to hold on to Celtic roots, for example, with our language, which is called Gammon or Cant, for example, you know. And that's the last of the traditional Irish people. And a DNA study, which I know you probably know of it, PJ, John Connors did it, I'm Traveller, our bloodline is totally different and actually stands back nearly thousands of years, you know, in Ireland. So that culture and that rich tradition and the connections with its surroundings and its people and that family gathering, you know, it's really important and to celebrate that. And it's been a huge positive week. You know, we had the launch of this week within Cork. I know TVG and Travelling's Women Network have done fantastic work there, and they launched it with the Lord Mayor there in Cork, and that was a huge step forward. To see our flag, the Cork Traveller flag, flying over City Hall is a huge step, you know.
What kind of events are on to mark the week? Are they online or are they
There has been a couple, yeah, but mainly online. But there is an event in person in East Cork Travellers that are running in Milton on the 2nd of October, PJ. It's in the Milton FRC. It's a family fun day. There will be face painting, cant workshops, a number of different events. And I'm gone off here, am I?
You're, no, you're fine. You're still there. Someone was trying to call you, but you're okay.
It's a fun day, so that will be open to the public as well. That will be in the Milton FRC, and it's basically, there will be a bit of our culture on display, so they'll have the old traditional camp set up and the fire and all that. There'll be traditional singing there. There'll be workshops for kids to teach kids language.
Do people still learn and speak the language?
No, it's kind of something that's kept within families, PJ, you know. It's kind of something that's passed on from mother to father to, you know, onwards, you know. It's not something that's really, it's not a language that has never been taught. And I know Leanne and, for example, Owen Ward or Owen Barbardon has done a lot of books recently on travelling language. But there is a bill coming, hopefully, it's after being passed, but we haven't seen it yet, about introducing traveller curriculum into the schooling system, you know, and that would be a huge step forward, and it will show a lot more how travellers have contributed over the years in Irish society.
Well, we wish you well with the events of Traveller Pride Week. Thanks for being with us on the Opinion Line. That's TJ Hogan.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.